for tuning into the Genesis Frequency. Yes, this is the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you with a show where we look at whole life prosperity and making whole life prosperity our reality. You're in the right place at the right time. We talk about quantum leap goal achievement, radical personal transformation, and we talk about success and prosperity in every area of our lives. Stay tuned for another show that's going to take you to your pot of gold, however you define it, somewhere over your rainbow. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being here every day. Let's get this one underway. Welcome in wherever you are in the world. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode on the Genesis Frequency. This show is about whole life prosperity, whole life success. And what do we mean by that, whole life? That means we look to every area of our life, every area, to be prosperous, to be successful in every area of our life. What do we mean by area? By area, we mean in our finances, in our freedom and leisure time, in our health, our physicality, our physical bodies, in our relationships, in our vocation, in our passions for what we want to do and be and have in this lifetime. Whole life prosperity. All of it. That's the focus of this show. And we add in some elements, or I should say I add in some elements, that accelerate this whole process of being, doing, and having what we want to experience in our lives. And the starting point is that we have to decide what it is that we want. There's so many exercises that I do with people that come to me for a free consultation. They want to sit down and talk about their goals and their dreams. But often they make the appointment and then they go, I was thinking about it because I know I was going to talk to you today, but I really don't know, you know, what more I could want than what I have. And everything seems pretty good in my life. And that may be fine and dandy, you know, maybe you're one of those people. But after we go a little bit deeper, we most often discover that most of us are simply settling. We're settling for what has shown up in our lives. Often we settle and we feel, well, lucky that this has shown up. We don't know how maybe we got to where we are. Talk to a lot of people, they know, oh, I got it good, I'm cool. But you know what? That's a false belief that they bought into. Because we live in a spiral universe where we're always called to be, do, and have more, to create. It's our inner nature, our innate nature is to create, to be, do, and have more, to experience more. Maybe we've already done a lot in our lives, but maybe it's a calling to experience more. Maybe in the form of travel and experiencing different cultures. Where it really begins is taking 100% responsibility for your own life. Great book to pick up is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And that's his very first principle, very first chapter. Take 100% responsibility for your life. His very first paragraph, let me share that with you. It says, one of the most pervasive myths in the American culture today is that we are entitled to a great life, that somehow, somewhere, someone, certainly not us, is responsible for filling our lives with continual happiness, exciting career options, nurturing family time, and blissful personal relationships simply because we exist. But the real truth is that there is only one person responsible for the quality of the life you live, and that person is you. If you want to be successful, you have to take 100% responsibility for everything that you experience in your life. This includes the level of your achievements, the results you produce, the quality of your relationships, the state of your health and physical fitness, your income, your debts, your feelings, everything. And this is not easy, he says. And finally, he says, in fact, most of us have been conditioned to blame something outside of ourselves for the parts of our lives we don't like. We blame our parents, our bosses, our friends, our coworkers, our spouses, the weather, the economy, the government, our astrological chart, our lack of money, anyone or anything we can pin the blame on. We never want to look at where the real problem is, ourselves. We don't do that, do we? We don't take a look in the mirror. But this is where it all starts, because what are we ultimately in control of? What do we have control of in our world and in our life? We have control of us, not the other person, not what someone else does, not what someone else thinks, not the way someone else is behaving, and how we react to all that. What we are in control of is how we respond to all that. We are in control of us. We can manage us. We can manage our time. We can manage our circumstances. We can manage our situations. We can manage our conditions and choose to respond appropriately. Yesterday, I was talking about, if you listen to yesterday's episode, I was talking about looking down at that puddle of situations and circumstances and conditions in our lives, and how we simply usually react to that puddle, that mess. Oftentimes, it is a mess, isn't it? We go, look around, how did this happen? Well, when we don't take control of our thoughts, when we don't make the choices consciously, that's what we end up with. You see, we don't make decisions. We don't make well-thought-out decisions using the faculties of our conscious mind. And we turn around and we go, what happened? We have to take this responsibility for the life we would love to live. And we do that by realizing it is, in fact, our responsibility. Because only we are in control of the thoughts we think. So we don't think thoughts from the energy in the field of that puddle of the mess that we're standing in, or the conditions we're living in that we don't like, or the circumstances that we don't like. We create new thoughts from the infinite field of potential, as we use the faculty of our imagination to design the life we would love to live. We close the door. We take out a pad of paper and a pen. We shut off the computer and the TV and the noises. We just enter the silence for a little bit and start asking ourselves some serious questions. What do you want? What do you really want? I often tell people, well, okay, you're all good, right? You know, everything's fine in your life. When we enter into the use of our imagination, which we all do, tell me what you think about the next time you go to a convenience store and you see the sign where the big lotto game is up to $500 million. Somebody's got to win, right? And we always see that in the newspaper. Somebody finally won. Do you stop for a moment and think, well, somebody won. That could be you. What would you do? What would you be, do, and have? When we do that, then we realize we are settling a little bit, don't we? Well, if you put it that way, if I had all the money in the world, well, then I would do this, and I would be that, and I could have that, and I could do that. See, we're putting those conditions outside of ourselves. We're not taking personal responsibility. That's what this show's about, the Genesis Frequency, and the work that I do with my wife as a Proctor Gallagher consultant. you can be, do, and have all those things you imagine and dream about when you think about having that winning lottery ticket in your possession. We can do all that without the winning lottery ticket. And that's what's so exciting about human potential development and personal development. And this works, and this it applies to all areas of your life, including your personal life. If you're still working, you're in business, this applies to your business, your small business, your large business. This applies to your corporation and teams within your corporation, or the team you are on, or the team that you lead in your corporation. This is valid in every area of our lives. We are in control of our thoughts, so we have to take responsibility for what is showing up in our lives. Think about that. You are in control of you, and that's where it starts. Starts with realizing that I'm not going to blame anymore. I'm not going to complain anymore. Complaining is just putting energy into something outside of us that we have no control of anyway. It's time to stop playing the blame game and start deciding what you want in your life. What is that? Next episode, we're going to be talking about goals. See, there's a few different levels of goals, and most of the time we look at goals as kind of like a to-do list. Well, I know how to do that. Let me put that on the list. I got to get her done. And that's our goal. So we're going to look a little bit deeper into this tomorrow and kind of classify the different goals that we might go after in our lives. And we're going to take a look at the big dream goals and define what that is. What is the big dream goal and what makes it a big dream goal? So that's some of the fun we're going to have tomorrow. But take responsibility for your life. Decide right now that you are going to take 100% responsibility for the results that are showing up in your life. Between now and when we get together again, take a look at your life. Yeah, you might be happy. You might say, hey, everything's pretty good. But what is the something more that's been tapping at that inner door as desire, as longing and discontent? Without blaming why you don't have it, why you're not experiencing that. But right now, just write it down. Just write it down. What would you be, do, and have if there was no limitations placed on you whatsoever, including you? Because there's a way that we can deal with those internal blockages and barriers too. So that's some food for thought on the Genesis Frequency. As always, the company I have is Success Ocean International, where we go in depth and do all this work moving the needle in your life, not simply off point A, but getting you all the way from point A, not to point B. Those are the other guys. We take you from point A all the way to your pot of gold, somewhere over your rainbow, however you define that pot of gold as your big dream goal. So reach out. I'd love to have a one-on-one conversation with you, your team, your company. Until next time, this is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, the Genesis Frequency. Thanks for tuning in.